This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
A $300 million car battery.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Presidential candidate John McCain has a new idea for solving our energy problems. He wants the government to hold a contest for a better car battery. He says the winner should get $300 million, about a dollar from every person in the country. McCain will make a speech about this today. The battery would have to deliver power at 30% of current costs, making hybrid or electric cars much more efficient. Saudi Arabia says it's prepared to deliver more oil to the market, but no one seems to care. Yesterday, the Saudis held an emergency oil summit in the city of Jeddah and again vowed to produce more oil. But the price went up this morning, at least for a while. It's now at $134 a barrel. Stephen Beard has more from London.
Pretty soon, the Saudis will be pumping at their highest level for 30 years. But no other OPEC members in Jeddah followed the Saudi example. Rob Loughlin of MF Global says that's why the price of oil is higher this morning.
The reason we're up is obviously the failure of the meeting in Jeddah yesterday. Certainly the market's perception is that we failed because we haven't really got any substantial extra supplies of oil hitting the world market.
In fact, the Saudi increase is likely to be outweighed by the loss of production in Nigeria. Some major oil fields there remain shut following attacks last week by militants. Nigeria is now pumping crude at its lowest level for a quarter of a century. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
After a horrible week, the Dow is below 12,000 for the first time since March. And so far, just minor gains. The Dow is up 14 points to 11,857. The NASDAQ has gained 3. The S&P 500 is up just a couple points. In Asia today, the markets fell about 0.5%, but European shares are 0.5% higher. The FCC is taking a closer look at advertising in the age of TiVo, specifically product placements in TV shows. Steve Henn has more.
How many ads have you watched on TV today? Robert Weissman at Commercial Alert says chances are you have no idea.
It's impossible that anyone knows.
Shows like Extreme Makeover Home Edition include hundreds, even thousands each year. Weissman wants the FCC to require clearer disclosure. Picture something like a tornado warning scrolling across your screen when the characters head to a fast food joint.
These guys, they've been working all day. They have to be really hungry.
You're probably right. So I had an idea.
But Dan Jaffe at the Association of National Advertisers hates this idea. He says the FCC can already require disclosures at the beginning or end of a show, but
they need to use their authority. If there are problems in this area, it's a problem of enforcement.
Product placement is already a nearly $3 billion revenue stream for broadcasters, and it's growing at more than 30% a year. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
One man who gave the FCC fits was George Carlin, with his famous seven words. Carlin, you may have heard, died last night. He was the epitome of irreverence and had a thing or two to say about consumerism.
That's all your house is? It's a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. Now, sometimes you've got to move. You got to get a bigger house. Why? Too much stuff. You've got to move all your stuff and maybe put some of your stuff in storage. Imagine that. There's a whole industry based on keeping an eye on your stuff.
George Carlin was 71.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
I don't know if you caught this study that came out last week from Associated Press. It said the CEOs of S&P 500 companies had a median pay of $8.4 million last year. That was a 3.5% gain from 2006.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Alan, I thought with all the losses on Wall Street, so many layoffs, we were going to see some changes in executive pay. Where is it?
You know, there's a principle that says if a small number of people care about something an awful lot, they will have more influence than a lot of people who care about it only a little. And if there is anything in the world that chief executive officers of U.S. corporations care about, it's their compensation packages, and they care a lot. And no matter what the formula is or often what the shareholders do, the CEOs influence the process enough, either directly or indirectly, that they all make out.
Are you hearing about any movement within companies by shareholders to put more pressure on executive compensation?
There is, in fact, something called say on pay, which is really interesting, which proposes to give shareholders a say on the compensation of the top executives. And the name say on pay is very catchy, but it's been adopted in only one or two places, one of which is Aflac. I just sort of wonder in the end how much good it'll do, but what can it hurt?
We had talked before about the newest round of shareholder meetings and how we were expecting shareholders to come in there with fire in their bellies and demand things like accountability. Have we seen any of that?
Well, we've seen some accountability at a bunch of these financial companies that have really run into trouble. The chief executive has been offered up as a human sacrifice. However, the CEOs of these big financial companies that have been broomed, no one said to them, you know, maybe you should give back some of the money we awarded you when we thought we were making a ton of money, and it turns out we really didn't because we had to take all these write-downs and all these profits were illusory. You know, nobody does that. I mean, there's accountability in the sense that these people lose their jobs, but there's not accountability in the sense that they're pursued for the money they probably shouldn't have gotten. And barring, you know, a complete miracle, I don't think that will ever happen, because shame used to be a powerful motivator, and I guess it isn't anymore. If you have enough money, you can afford to be ashamed.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thank you.
You're welcome, Scott.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.